You are listening to
Stop Think Science, a journey through science and technology.
This is episode 28.
It's recorded for January 11th, 2016. Hi, is this Nate?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good today. So, I know you're going to ask me some questions.
Yeah. So, I figured I'd have some questions for you, and then if you had any questions for me. This week, we had the opportunity to collaborate with a fellow science podcaster, and we are excited to share this episode with you. You already might have an idea of who it is, but we'll let him introduce himself.
Okay, today I'm making another episode of the show about science. This is your host, Nate. Dad, you can shut the recording off.
Nate is a 5-year-old kindergartner that has a love for science. His previous podcasts have run the gamut from Santa Science to interviewing Anna Rothschild from PBS's Gross Science. We wanted to talk with Nate about his podcasting and what it exactly means to him.
So, do you have any more questions to ask me?
So, do you like podcasting?
Well, yeah. Do it all the time. I've already got 6 episodes.
Do you plan on continuing?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
You've got to watch my first episode. It is so funny. And you've also got to watch my last episode. In the middle and at the end, just in the middle. It is so funny.
I've actually listened to all of your episodes, Nate. I think they're pretty good.
What?
Yeah, I've listened to all of them.
We
had the opportunity to get a little bit of a backstage tour of the show about science. Nate's dad, Eric, is an audio engineer by day and is a huge driving force behind the podcast.
You know, we like that he's interacting with people besides us and talking about things that he's interested in. And he is a very smart kid.
Sounds like it. As a scientific community, we don't always do the best getting children into science. But in this case, science has won Nate and his parents over.
I work at JAMA, and I do all of their podcast recording and editing.
And so that's kind
of how it started. He came with me to work one day and said, "Dad, I want to make a podcast." And I was like, "Okay, we can do that here. Who do you want to interview?" "Let's call Mom." And I'm like, "Okay."
If you happen to be a scientist and you're listening to this show, take a minute and realize the kind of impact that you can have on a future career of some youngster.
The food science episode that Shannon did, Nate was asking questions about the cheese mites because he was watching a lot of Gross Science. He watches a lot of the Gross Science and the It's Okay to Be Smart. And I'm just like, you know, people were a little concerned about these cheese mites. Do you think we should call somebody and get a little bit more information about this? And he's like, "Yes, we should call Anna Rothschild." And I was like, "Okay, who's that?" And he's like, "From Gross Science." So I sent her an email, and she was like, "This is the best interview request I've ever received. I'd love to do it."
Yeah.
he was, I think, a little starstruck when he recorded that episode, because I think he didn't realize that people on TV were actually real people.
In our chat with Nate, the plan was to ask him some questions and find out what makes him tick. And in return, he would ask Greg and I about being chemists. First, I asked him what he wanted to be when he grows up.
Scientist, architect, my wannabe.
And when I asked him what kind of scientist he wanted to be?
Well, basically a chemist.
That answer was exciting to Greg and I, but we initially thought he had maybe just said that since he was talking to 2 chemists. His next comments made us realize for sure that he was serious.
I like the fact that you can take one substance and then take another substance and then make a chemical reaction happen.
His interest in chemistry even came out in the questions that he asked Greg and I. Here's a quick clip from the episode on the show about science. I was explaining that some of our molecules may have potential applications in mental disorders when I mentioned that they really have complicated names.
I can give you the name of some of the things, but it's a really long, complicated name, so I'll refrain from that.
You can tell me the complicated name. I'll take it.
So the simple molecule that we start with is called 2-azabicyclo-3-2-1-octa-3-6-diene.
As we were wrapping up, Greg asked Nate if he liked school. As you might expect, his answer doesn't include the word no.
Our very rare technology classes end Friday, which is library day.
We really enjoyed chatting with Nate and helping him learn a little bit about some of the science we do in the lab on a daily basis. If you haven't ever listened to the show about science, we really encourage you to go listen right now. Nate is an awesome kid, and we would really love to see him succeed in his dream of becoming a scientist. This is a kind of passion for science that you rarely see in a kindergartner, and we're going to do our best to continue to encourage him on his path. So, with that said, Nate, close us out.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Ian. There you have it, folks. The show about science is complete. Dan, you can shut the recording off if you want.
Special thanks this week goes out to Nate and his dad Eric for letting us chat with them for this episode. Our content and editorial team for this episode consisted of Greg Iyer and myself, Ian Armstrong. If you think what we're doing is awesome and would like to get involved, shoot us an email to show@stopthinkscience.com.
Thank you for listening to Stop Think Science. We are glad you could join us. Our success depends on you. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes. And if you're feeling generous, leave us a review. If you have comments or questions about anything that you heard today, don't hesitate to drop us a line at our website, www.stopthinkscience.com.